DM, you can always shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, or on X, formerly known as Twitter, and send us a message. We got this from Patty.
In quotes. She says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm really at wit's end here, hoping you can help. My son is a wonderful, passionate, earnest fifth grader. Last year, his school band instructor encouraged him to take up the trombone. He's an enthusiastic band member and is eager to practice and perform for the family.
Okay.
There are only two problems. He's a horrible trombonist, and the sound of his playing drives me crazy.
Oh, no.
The instrument squawks and creaks, our dog starts howling, and I find myself cringing and running for cover."
Sorry.
"I don't want to discourage his budding love of music or his diligent practicing, but I find myself biting my tongue to keep from sending him to practice out in the garden. Our house is cozy. We don't have a basement or other faraway room that might serve as a practice studio. And as the school year has started up again, I've been dreading more trombone practice. Should I continue to feign enthusiasm? Or can I try to steer him toward, let's say, I don't know, the flute?"
How about you feign enthusiasm, Mom?
Exactly. Yes, this is kind of a no-brainer. Like, you need to
encourage
be your
them.
Son's biggest
yes.
fan.
I mean, look.
When it comes to this.
No master musician started off a master. No master at anything started off a master at anything.
Exactly. And I get it. Like, the practice is going to be loud, which maybe in those moments we can put on headphones, earbuds, whatever, listen to whatever you need to listen to that can maybe drown that out a little bit until he gets a little bit more on point.
But see, you know what?
Playing.
Instead of thinking about it that way, think about it as he's down here now, but then as you hear him get better and as you hear him practice and improve, what a sense of pride that's going to be for you.
Absolutely. That's going to be fun for you to witness. So I get it. In the meantime, I mean, we all went through, was it fourth grade? We had the recorders that they sent home and the kids had to practice on the little flute-like recorder thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was real squeaky. That was squeaky at times. Like, we get it. We've been there.
Look, I have three daughters. They all have played the violin. They all, and my daughter Zoe is playing the mandolin right now. I mean, and it's part of, especially when you're learning a new musical instrument.
That's tough to learn.
Yeah, I mean, the violin. There's good, you know, that they have notes when you hit a note. It can be squeaky. Yeah, for
yep.
sure.
Yep.
So you just gotta look, just. Find a way to either muffle the room he's in if you really can't stand it that much, or just, I would say, just enjoy these moments. And when it's easy for us to say because we're not having to hear it, but seriously, enjoy these moments that your son is learning something brand new, you know?
Exactly. And you're going to look back on this when he's much, much older and he's...
Go, remember how much you sucked?
That's not what I'm going to say. You're going to look back and be like, oh, especially when the house sounds very empty once he's gone away to college, moved out, grown up. I think you're going to start to miss some of the noise and the chaos. I just read a viral letter about that same thing. It brought me to tears. I'm like, you know what? I need to soak in all the chaos that we're going through right now, all of the busyness, all of the crazy sounds with, you know, running, screaming kids, laughter, all the things, because one day it's going to be a lot quieter.
Yeah, Becky says she could have had a drummer like I did, LOL.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey. Every instrument, you know, when you're learning how to play it, is not going to be perfect. So,
oh yeah, Swifty Kim says, I got a neighbor like a street over that must have a kid practicing tuba in the garage.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Yeah. So your neighbor's like, hey, do this outside, right?
Exactly. But they've got to practice somewhere. And I think it's sweet that he's found something he really loves.
Yep.
So try to do your best to support it, even though I know you got to kind of suffer through some of the loud practicing for now.
I think we're all saying the same thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Patty, just
we sympathize with you, babe.
Put on some earmuffs and let it roll because these are good moments. All right, there you go. That is diving into the DMs. Good luck with that.